deals with me on the Internet lifestyle. I'm, as Ted introduced me before, I'm from Hagerstown, Indiana, which is a tiny, small country town. We live out in the country here. And I'm so far out that even one time I wrote a letter for my newsletter talking about how the next-door neighbor, our closest neighbor, is a cow named Oscar, who lives next door out in the field. So I can live out where it's nice and peaceful, and I can make money from my home or from anywhere. I actually say is all I have to do is if I have access to my laptop, or even if I have access to anybody's laptop, doesn't even have to be my own, we can bring in money in our business. That's part of where I talk about when I talk about an Internet lifestyle and living an Internet lifestyle. That means that I get to choose where I live. I get to choose where I go. I get to choose when I work. I get to choose when I don't want to work. And I also get to choose how much money I want to make. That's the Internet lifestyle. It's the exact opposite of being hooked into a job. And throughout this tape, what we're going to be talking about on the Money on Demand series is I'm going to be telling you how you can get your start moving yourself into that same lifestyle. It won't happen overnight, but you can start moving in that direction. You can take this as your catalyst to start moving in the right direction and start moving away from just having a job mentality. Think about the way that most people you know think. They think, if I work 1 hour, I get $20, or whatever their pay is per hour. They work by the hour. If they don't work, they don't get paid. Well, guess what? That's not the way the direct marketers think, or the way that anyone on this tape thinks. We work on a different basis of being paid. We work on a money-on-demand system where we're paid based on results that are produced, not paid based on time that we spend doing them. And just for myself, it goes even more into using automated follow-up systems and using what we call easing and opt-in email lists, which if you're already on the Internet, you probably know what I mean by an opt-in email list. But for those just starting out, an opt-in email list means a list of people who've given you their email addresses and asked for you to send them some type of info. For example, it might be you might have a free report series on diamonds, as Kurt talked about, where you'll have the email constantly go out to them by itself. You're not the one having to send the email, but it follows up on them by itself. Or so in my case, we have an Internet marketing series, which automatically goes out to them. They ask for it, it goes to them, and then they also get that added to what we call my easing database. My easing, which again is another new word for the Internet, simply means an electronic magazine or an online newsletter. For myself, basically all it is I'll put a few articles about Internet marketing, real short articles, short tips about Internet marketing, and I send it out to my list every week or every other week. And that is what I call as my easing. And guess what? Every time I send out an issue, all I do is I send one email, and then I have an automatic system which sends out all the issues for me to all the subscribers, which at this point in time we have 40,000 subscribers online. And every time I send out an issue, you can just watch the traffic of my site jump. You can watch sales start coming in. You can start watching the shopping cart as orders start coming into all the shopping carts on my website. If there ever was money on demand, that's what I call money on demand. At a recent conference, which I spoke at, we actually did an example of what this was. I got up and I told everybody that we were going to do an email out to my list. We were going to send it out live that day. It was on a Thursday. And there ended up being a couple of problems, which when you get on the Internet, you're going to always notice that Murphy's Law applies severely to the Internet, which is if anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. But that didn't matter. It didn't stop me because I'm not the one that had to fix anything. We just called the tech support. They take care of the problem. And then the email went out around midnight. By Saturday morning, which would have been around 36 hours, we had brought in $13,000 that people could see right there at the conference. That wasn't the end of the money that came in. That's just the end of what they got to see. By Monday night, which so we're talking a total of just over 3 days, We had brought in $31,000. And what I want you to imagine with this is we're not a big company. My company consists of myself and my wife. So a $31,000 weekend is a pretty good weekend. When you don't have a lot of overhead, you don't have a company expense, and you work out of a home office. And even better, the email which we sent out didn't cost us any money. If I were to send out a direct mail piece to 40,000 people, that would be a lot of expense. But when I send out an email to my list, there's no expense involved. Email goes out for free. So it's just, that's just money on this. And that's not a rare occasion for that to happen. We do this quite regularly. Not too long before, we had bought reprint rights to someone else's product, an online delivered product, which we call an e-book. An e-book is basically a book that's an electronic format that someone, when they buy it, they can download it to their computer, and I don't actually have any delivery costs. Well, within 24 hours of buying this product and offering it to my list, we had brought in over $10,000 within 24 hours. And guess what? That's for a product that we don't have to ship, we don't have to do anything for. That money basically just came in. There was zero expense in that promotion. There wasn't even anything to be shipped. There wasn't a joint venture partner. There was no other partner for that. It was just our money that goes into our bank account for that $10,000. And as I said, we continually do this process through our list. It's taken time to build up to a list this size, but guess what? The whole time, we've been mailing to it. It isn't a once-in-a-lifetime promotion. It's not that we promote once a year. We promote to our list every week. We promote something different. And then from time to time, we run special offers, which produce even more on top of that. So as you can see, this is money on demand, money when we choose to make it. And the basic idea with this that I want you to understand is in having a list, what you do is you start, for my website, I have two different classifications of people who have visited my website. I have what I call visitors, people who just visit the website. I really honestly don't consider those people that important to my plan. Then I have what I call lead and subscribers. Those are people who come to my website and then they subscribe for my email follow-up and for my e-zine. Those people are the ones where the money's at for me. And that's true for anybody who's in an online business. I've taught a lot of people online, and you can actually watch those who succeed and those who don't by those who've learned how to follow up and those who don't. Those who learn how to start collecting emails and following up on leads that they receive are the ones who really start moving to the successful level. For example, online, you're going to see a lot of things that we call affiliate programs. An affiliate program is when a company has a product or service and they allow you for free to sign up and sell their products for some type of commission. It might be 10%, it might be 25%, it might be 50%. But they allow you to sign up and sell their products. They give you ad copy and everything else to sell. Well, when I look at affiliates and the affiliates that I have in some of my own programs, the ones who sign up and make money are the ones who build lists. They build opt-in email lists. They use their website with the main purpose of asking people to give them their email address. And then they follow up on them. And then what they do is they'll sign up for my affiliate program, promote that to their list, bring in a certain amount of money. 2 weeks later, they sign up for another program, mail that to their list, bring in more money. And again, remember, these programs were free to sign up. And so they just constantly generate more money from their list. And we're going to go into some more things throughout the series to tell you exactly how you can make this completely automated, make all these follow-ups 100% automated and done for you. We'll even talk a little bit later on about how we can use my e-zine in a box system, which is to basically run an e-zine weekly or twice monthly without you writing any of the issues or you even having to send it out or even be home to send it out. It could be sent out automatically for you, sales being made automatically by your website for you, and money being brought in a money-on-demand system.
Boy, I tell you what, that is money-on-demand, Terry Dean. I want to know if you can teach me how to make $31,000 in a weekend or even $10,000 in a 24-hour period. You're going to reveal more secrets to us all, aren't you?
Of course, we're going to, as we go along.
Sounds great.
Yeah, why don't we share a few minutes, each of us, in just, again, on what everybody said. And, Kurt, have you got any thoughts, again, on money on demand and from what we've all said together?
Yeah, sure. I guess it essentially comes down to a different phrase, which is, you know, cash flow. The only thing that really matters in the business is how much cash comes in. So many people get caught up on, you know, even highly educated people, even people who have very good jobs, so to speak, get caught up on the idea of, I go to work and I make $20 an hour, or I make $30 an hour, or I make $8 an hour. And when I go to work and put in the hours, then I come home and they send me a paycheck. You know, that works fine up to a certain extent, but what would happen if you went into your employer and said, you know, I'm currently making $75,000 this year, but you know, I really think I deserve $150,000.
That would be a blooming boot in the seat of the pants, man.
I mean, it's not going to happen. They're not going to just double your pay for doing the same amount of work.
But you can do that, though.
Yeah, you can go in and ask them.
No, I mean, but you as a marketer,
oh,
though.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's my entire point, is that as an internet marketer, as someone who believes in, you know, effective emotional direct response marketing, you know, that's an assumption. We all go into this business because we know that we can double our income, and we're the one who decides how much money we make. And we're not trading hours for dollars. For example, you know, Terry Dean, like you mentioned, alluded to in his comments, he's written articles that now appear in books. So he wrote those articles how long ago? I mean, some of them were a couple years ago, and he's still getting the effects or the rewards or the money, however you want to term it.
Boy, I term it leverage.
I mean,
effects that are lasting years from the work of a few days.
Exactly.
You know, it goes even further. Just recently, one of the top internet marketers sent me a new book that he wrote, and one of the chapters was one of my articles.
Cool.
with links to me and endorsements from him about... At the beginning of the chapter, the whole first page of the chapter was endorsements from him of why they should come visit my website. And then he had the whole article of mine in there. And guess what? He didn't even ask. but that's partly because he knows me already and that I wasn't going to be upset about this.
Right.
Well, hey, now, Terry, let's be honest. Isn't that one of your strategies that you actually give reprint rights as long as they include what is called your resource box?
That's exactly right. That's one of the tools that I use even in my own easing. Any article, one thing that people need to understand is when we're talking about direct marketing, we talk a lot about leverage, which in my business, really more than anything else, that means I try to accomplish at least two goals at the same time, or three is even better. And by that, what I mean is I'll do my short articles for the easings that I talked about, for my own easing, and I'll give people permission, if they want to, they can use that article in their easings also, or on their website, or in anything else, as long as they use my resource box and link back to me. So you can see, I do an article. Okay, I send it to my list. I make money. I make money on demand to my list. But the article also is used by other people who send people to my website, which gets me more subscribers for my e-zine. And other people even, I've been paid money to use a collection of my articles so that they can use them in their books and link back to me. And so you can see we're accomplishing three goals at one time for one piece of work.
Hey, now, I tell you what, that's super money to me if it just comes in kind of automatically. And I mean, it just comes in all the time. Huh? That doesn't bother you?
Oh, no, it doesn't bother me at all. You can see we've, back in the beginning, because you've got to remember, when I first started online, I really didn't talk as much about it during my presentation about my start online. When I started online, I was $50,000 in debt with no assets. Which is a bad position to be in.
Which actually is unfortunately too common to too many people who are listening to this tape right now.
I have to say no assets, because you might think that $50,000 was a house mortgage. It wasn't. That wouldn't be a bad condition to be in. You know? And my first start online was, I use the statement that I failed my way to success. I think I went around and found everything that didn't work first, and until I found what did work.
But you were following that whole thing, ready, fire, aim. You were doing something.
That's exactly it. Well, back when I started, we're talking over 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, there weren't really any good models or examples to start with.
Right, exactly. It was all kind of wild and woolly.
Yeah, it was the wild, wild west of the Internet.
That's absolutely true. Every marketer that has 4 to 5 years will say that, on the Internet.
You know, now there's people, the listeners right here, they can hear that what we have done. We've proven what works and what doesn't work. I mean, for myself, you could see how, you could almost say how little sense I had. I first started my easing list around a little over 3 years ago. And for the first year, I never realized that's where a lot of the money was coming from. My income monthly started, for the moment I started my easing list, my monthly income has increased every single month. It's just, you can almost call it like clockwork, it's increased. Here's a little bit more, next month more.
Fantastic.
Right along with my subscriber base. The whole first year, I didn't figure that out. Hmm. That my subscriber base increased, so did my income. And I went along trying a bunch of things that still didn't work, but my easing list kept growing, so my income kept growing. And that's what I basically want to get off to the listeners in this tape, is the fact that if whatever you do, no matter what you're doing online, start building a list. And the funny thing is, direct marketers have talked about that for decades, about building their customer list. Online, we have an even bigger advantage because in direct marketing, they really could only afford to mail to really hot prospects. For us, I don't care if someone subscribes to my e-zine and they only slightly care about internet marketing. That doesn't matter to me. It's not going to cost me anything to mail to them. So I can mail to 40,000 people. Many of them become customers. But you know what? 70% of the list might never become a customer. But does that hurt me? No.
Not at all.
2 years down the road, they might decide it's time to start it. And if they subscribe to my e-zine for the last 2 years and they now decide it's time to get started, guess where they're going to buy?
Exactly.
One
of the things that I find the most fascinating is that when you learn internet marketing, the possibilities are so limitless. So many people get tied into, I want to learn internet marketing because I want to learn how to sell XYZ, right? Mm-hmm. But once you know internet marketing, the product or service really is irrelevant. You can market anything on the internet if you have the right skills, if you know the right techniques that we're talking about.
Well, that's true. And Kurt Christensen, I know for a fact that you were teaching a group of real estate entrepreneurs a few weeks ago how to use the internet to buy and sell real estate.
Right, exactly. I mean, when I bought this diamond business, how much did I know about diamonds? Well, jack squat. I mean, I had bought a diamond for my wife when we got married, but that's about it. I didn't even do hardly any research when I bought that diamond. But so many people get so fixated on, well, how could you buy a diamond business, or how could you do this and that when you don't know anything about diamonds? And the really important thing to tell people is that doesn't even matter. You can learn that stuff. The important thing is that you know how to sell products and services on the internet. And that's what we're talking about. These things that we're talking about, listeners, don't get caught up on, I gotta do exactly what Terry Dean or Kurt Christensen or Ted Seuber are doing. No, you can use these techniques in any industry for any product. It does not matter at all. The most important thing is the marketing, not actually what the product is.
And I think that's a good time to end this tape because, like Forbes says and what every one of us are saying, it says, if we could be alive at any time in history to get rich, it would be here and now. Because of the internet. Okay, Kurt. I know that you've got some really good secrets for how to maximize your success with your own money-on-demand internet marketing business.
Okay, well, what we're going to talk about now is really one of the most incredible things that you'll ever see. And when I first reveal this to people actually are, frankly, shocked with disbelief because of how simple these things are. Do you remember back in, the 1980s or whatever, there was all these books on the bestseller list about how to buy real estate with no money down? Well, basically, that was one of those techniques back then in the real estate market that worked because there was motivated sellers, people who wanted to get out of their property for whatever reason. Now, fast forward 20 years to the year, to this new millennium, and there's hundreds and thousands of websites out there, right there on the internet. Hundreds and thousands, I mean millions. And most of them, probably 98%, are not making a single thin dime. I mean, as listeners, I'm sure you know that. You read the news. You've heard all the details. But, and this is a very important but, there are a very small percentage of businesses out there on the Internet that are making money hand over fist. And now why? Well, simply because they're in the right market or in the right niche. And this goes back to the simple formula that is talked about by Michael Gerber. For those of you who aren't familiar with him, he wrote the book called The E-Myth. And in that book, he delineates that there's two classes of people in business. There's entrepreneurs, who are people like us that know marketing and want to know marketing, and then there are engineers, or people who know a specific, know a lot about a specific thing. You know, they know whatever. Like, say, in the diamond business, they know all about the different cuts of diamonds. They have all the certificates from all the gemology schools and things like that. They know everything there is to know about diamonds. But how much do they know about actually how to sell diamonds or how to make money in that business? Well, zero to nothing. I mean, little to zero. It's the entrepreneurs who actually make the money. So that said, there's a small fraction of businesses out there on the web. They're making money hand over fist, and they don't know anything about marketing. So you see, this is where this is going. If we go, for example, and look for internet businesses for sale, we can find, on the average, if as dedicated listeners, and I'm sure all of you are, if we really wanted to, we could go out and find at least one business per month that we could find on the internet for sale. It doesn't matter what the topic is. It doesn't matter what they're selling. All that matters is the amount of money they're currently making, and that they're in a good product niche. They have good competitive advantage. They have a good USP that could be developed. We can then go in and buy this business and turn it into a money demand system within a month on the maximum. Okay, so let's give some specific details. The first thing you can do to find businesses for sale is go to eBay. I'm sure most of you have heard of eBay. eBay is the world's largest auction site. It's on the web, obviously, at ebay.com. Now, when you go to ebay.com, here's the super secret technique. I say that with a laugh, because here's what you do. In the eBay search box, you type in business for sale. The other thing that you can use in that search box to search for is website for sale. The problem is, if you search for website for sale, you get a lot of domain names and things like that, and that is definitely not what we're interested in. We're interested in websites that are up and running. They're already making money. That's the key. We're looking for sites that are making money, not sites that could make money, or not sites that have a great idea, or not sites that have a lot of potential. We're looking for businesses that are already making money. So we go into eBay, search for businesses for sale. And, we go down the list, and you'll see a lot of junk, essentially. You'll see a lot of things that are offline businesses. For example, I see one right here that says business for sale, cappuccino bar and cafe. So obviously that's an offline business. It looks like, out by Terry. It's in Greenwood, Indiana. So I guess that's somewhere close to Indianapolis.
It's not very far from here.
Yeah. And so that's a business they're selling right now for $45,000. So we wouldn't be interested in that. That's an offline business. There's not a huge potential for leverage, which is what we're talking about today. Because, we'd have to move to Indiana to run that business. And, that would affect our lifestyle if we're already living somewhere else. But if we scroll down to eBay businesses for sale, we're going to find some very interesting things. And right now I'm going to scroll down and find an interesting one that I found recently. And I'll tell you why it's so incredible and tell you why it's such a good opportunity. Now, this business is since already off eBay, the auction's already done. So, don't go to try to find this specific business on eBay, because it's gone. I probably have bought it by the time you're listening to this tape. But what it is it's an exhibit display rental business. Now, the interesting thing about this is that there's hundreds and thousands of trade shows per year in the United States. And there companies that go to these trade shows, some of the bigwig companies, they buy their own display system, the backdrop, the podium, where they display their brochures and things like that. But there's a lot of companies, smaller companies, that don't have the funds to buy those. So long story short, It costs about $3,000 to buy one of these display systems, one of the top-of-the-line display systems that everybody wants. There's a company for sale on eBay right now that is selling their exhibit display rental business. They've been doing it about a year. The business averages about $3,000 to $3,600 per month in revenue. And the assets of the business are is they have three sets of this system, three sets of these displays. So basically, they charge $400 per rental, and the rental period is 10 days. So basically, their business is maxed out. They're using these display systems basically to the fullest extent. Each one is rented about three times a month, you know, and there's a 10-day rental period. So they're going to have to buy some more displays if they want to continue to make some more money. But the interesting thing about this business is it's only been going 1 year. It's already making $3,000 to $3,600 a month. How many of you out there would die to have a business, an all-cash essentially business, not a lot of hassles, not a lot of, there's not a lot of price competition. This is one of the only rental exhibit display rental businesses out there. How many would literally die to have a business like this? It's so amazing that the only the interesting thing about this business is on eBay, how much were they willing to sell this business for? Well, if I go back to my eBay screen, it shows that they tried to sell the business. Their starting price was $15,000. Doesn't that strike you as extremely low? The business already generates $3,000 to $3,600 per month in revenue, and their profit on that is basically at least 90 to 95%. Because what other costs do they have? Well, they have their website, they have their phone costs of talking to the leads on the phone, and they do say that they do some limited advertising and a few trade magazines and things like that. So that's what they originally had it for on eBay, and it did not sell. So that's a very, very good sign for us as entrepreneurs, because if someone goes out of their way to write up a whole eBay listing and gets all excited and puts it on eBay and they leave it on there for 7 days and no one bids on it, do you think they're excited or sad? They get very sad because, simply put, they've done all this work and it's kind of like they're being rejected. So what I did is I waited for the auction to end, and then I called them on the phone. And I purposely called them on a Friday night when I knew they wouldn't be there. Now, why did I call them on a Friday night? Well, I wanted them to think about it over the weekend. I wanted them to get really excited that somebody had called them about their business and was interested in talking to them about it. I didn't say I was going to buy it right off or I'd pay them $15,000. I just said I was interested in talking to them about it. That's us, you know, in their mind, they think, okay, well, Monday comes, I can't let this lead go. He said he wanted to buy the business, and you know, I got to go all out to sell it because you know I don't have the time to run it or whatever. Whatever reason that they're trying to sell the business. So I've talked to this guy, and it turns out he's willing to sell me the business for $10,000. Let me let that sink in. He's willing to sell a cash flow of $3,000 a month for $10,000 one time. Doesn't that strike you as pretty incredible? Because what happens if I go in and buy this business and don't change a thing? What happens if I just leave everything exactly the same as when he started it? Well, simply put, within 3 months I'll have paid back my money and I'll have a $3,000 cash flow essentially forever. I mean, I'll have replaced the full-time income that most people make on a job. Is that pretty incredible or what?
That's incredible, Cody.
Now, here's where it gets even better and where we really go into the money on demand principles. Now, what are the chances are that I'm going to buy this business and leave everything exactly the same? Well, none. Because I'm going to look at their ads that they're running, and I'm going to say, man, that's a stupid ad. What? I can't believe it. I can't believe they're getting any response with that, and I'm going to rewrite it. I'm going to go in and establish a contact database. Now, if somebody's going to rent a display system, picture this with me. I'm company A, and I rent a display system from this company. Now, most companies are never going to contact that renter again and ask him to rent again. They're just going to say, oh, well, you know, if he wants to rent it again, he's going to call me. Wrong. What you have to do is you have to set up a database that automatically emails these people, and you have to, you know, I don't know what the numbers are right now, but I'm going to assume at least every 6 months and ask them, hey, you rented a display system from us 6 months ago, and you know, you said you had some good results with that kind of display system. You know, hey, when are you going to rent again? Let us know. We'll put you on the calendar. And the other thing I'm going to do is, I'm sure when people, when they have leads that call and say, hey, I'm interested in renting the display system, can you give me some information? I'm sure all they do is talk to them on the phone, and that's it. They either buy or they don't. What do you think would happen if we set up a follow-up, you know, drip system like Terry Dean and I have been talking about? Do you think you'd be able to rent more display systems? Of course, instantly. So here's the things that I would do if we were to buy this business. Well, the first thing is, their website is, if you want to take a look at it, it's 10group.com. It's the number 10group.com. And the website isn't bad, but doesn't have enough information. It doesn't have a good enough unique selling proposition, and the copy is all right, but it's not fantastic. So the first thing I do is I'd rewrite the copy. So how much does that cost me? Well, if I do it myself, free. If I hire somebody to do it, it's going to be anywhere between $500 and $10,000. But let's be conservative. I'll just write it myself the first time. So that's free. Then I'm going to set up a follow-up email system that offers some, develop some special report on the trade show business or something like that. How much is that going to cost me? Free. Then I'm going to set up a database using something like Goldmine or any of the contact management systems that automatically follows up with my prospects. Well, okay, for this one, you're going to have to buy one of those systems, so that's anywhere from between $200 and $500. What else? Well, I'm going to go onto WordTracker.com, and I'm going to look up the most important keywords related to this business. You know, it could be, you know, trade show exhibits. It could be exhibit display rental. You know, I have no idea going in. But I'm going to go to WordTracker, buy a subscription. It's about $97. WordTracker tells me exactly what keywords people are searching for. And then I'm going to go to the pay-per-click, all the pay-per-click engines like GoTo and 7Search and all those, and bid on all those keywords. That one's going to cost me, you know, $97 for the WordTracker subscription and, you know, for the keywords. So long story short, in just a couple sentences, I showed you exactly what I would do if I were to buy this business. And I can literally guarantee you that if I did that, I would increase the sales by at least 50% within the first 2 months. So, long story short, that is one of the most simple money-on-demand systems that are out there. So many people come to me and they say, oh, well, I can't come up with it. You know, I can't write an info product, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. And these are people who know a decent amount about Internet marketing. So that what I tell them is, the most important thing is to learn Internet marketing. Once you know Internet marketing, you get into the buying and selling Internet properties business, where you take a business like this, you revamp it, you know, you do all the work to systematize it, turn it into a business system, and then you either keep it and have someone else run it for you and just have the cash flow coming in month after month. Every month you get a check, or then you turn around and sell the business. So one last resource that I wanted to leave to you, besides eBay, there's another really, really incredible forum that you can go to that has all kinds of businesses for sale. This one's a little bit more complex and a little bit more intense than eBay. On eBay, a lot of times you'll find, for lack of a better term, you'll find junk. But, you know, there is some fantastic gems if you look through eBay under business for sale or website for sale. The other place to look is a website called GetHighForums.com. On GetHighForums.com, they have all kinds of topics about, you know, Internet marketing type of things. And one of their specific topics they have, one specific board is, I want to sell my site. So there's hundreds of people that post on there. They say, this is the kind of site I have. Here's the amount of money that's making. Here's the industry. Here's the site. Here's how much I want for it. And it's incredible that just the vast number of sites out there that are making money hand over fist, and the people don't know anything about marketing. If you buy these businesses for pennies on the dollar and then just apply some simple marketing, you can literally, you know, make a fortune overnight just by knowing, you know, Internet marketing and just knowing a little bit about these businesses you buy. So that, in a nutshell, is one of my versions of money on demand. So, Terry and Ted, do you have anything to add to that topic?
Well, one thing I want to mention with this is many of our listeners might not realize just how powerful of a statement you just made. The hardest thing on a business really is coming up with a product that customers want to buy. But what you're talking about is buying businesses that already have a product that customers want to buy and just changing the marketing around.
Right.
Coming up with a market, you know, a good market and a good product is the hard part. Changing marketing will not take long. As you said, you can do them to most businesses. You can turn them around and increase profits by 50% in 2 months. And, you know, that is just, think about it from the power. You said the business would cost $10,000. It would pay for itself in 3 months. Go out to a lot of these retail businesses and ask them if they would dream if they could have paid off their business in 3 months that they paid for. Because most businesses take between 2 to 5 years to pay off.
Right.
And that's if they succeed. What you're going into is you're going into a guaranteed success. The business is guaranteed to be successful, pretty much. And all you're doing, if you just sat there, took it, and just let it run, because there might be a few people listening who, you know, aren't as... For one of us, it would probably take us a week or two to change things. And
right.
Around. A lot of the people listening, it might take them 6 months.
Right.
But for that business, during that 6 months, they've already paid it off, and they're at a good full-time income.
Exactly.
You know, during the 6 months while they figure out what they want to change.
And another thing that's so incredible is, what is the most motivating factor that most people find in a business? The money. It's so motivating when you buy a business, and the first day after you buy it, you make your first sale. It's so much more fun to change things and modify things and improve the copy and to work on things when the business is already making money.
And I mean, and even if they go through and they change something and it drops the results, all they have to do is go back and change to back what was already working. So they
exactly.
have to, that's already working, to just build upon.
Right.
And even along the same line, you talked about going out and buying websites that are already there. There are a lot of people online that have a lot of traffic to a site. We're talking 1,000, 10,000 hits a day to a website. They've generated traffic, but they have no idea how to sell to those people.
Right, exactly.
And they've generated a huge high traffic site, a very valuable site, but all they do is try to sell advertising that nobody wants to buy because they don't know how to sell it.
Well, but Terry, you just brought up a whole nother, with this idea, a whole nother business. Kurt brought up the idea of buying and selling businesses, buying one for $10,000 and then turning around and selling it for $250,000, right?
Right.
But you just brought up the idea of, once a person grabs hold of these principles, concepts, and knows how to market the same way as Kurt's talking about in your own business, but you could go out and do the work as a consultant, as an internet marketing consultant.
Right, exactly.
Well, you could do it as a consultant, or even, as he just mentioned, go to the site and purchase. A lot of those websites are probably for sale.
Yep.
That you could buy them out yourself and do the marketing with them, or you could do it as a consultant, split the profits. You go to just about any message board online that has webmasters at it, and there's going to be somebody there talking about how they have tens of thousands of hits every month,
right.
And they can't make any money.
Exactly.
And almost without fail, it's because they're trying to sell advertising. And again, as I said, they don't have any idea of what advertising works. And if all a site's trying to do is just sell banner ads, in today's age, they're dying. You know, a site that only sells banner ads is dying. But you could go in, purchase the site for pennies, and basically change the marketing, start building in a money-on-demand system, start getting those people to subscribe to something, and use the multiple streams of income to those people who subscribe to something, and instantly turn a site around. A site like that could be turned around in a week, because guess what? They already have the customers there.
Right,
they're
exactly.
there. They just don't have any idea how to sell to them.
Exactly. It's fascinating. It's just amazing the number of businesses out there that are making money because they're in some, you know, great niche that, you know, that none of us would ever think of in a million years. I mean, come on. Would any of the three of us come up with the idea for an exhibit display rental business?
I couldn't have. I wouldn't have.
But it's a fantastic niche if you think about it. Nobody, the manufacturer, you know, actually rents these displays. But from what I've read, their price is about four times as much as these guys are charging. And it's more hassle, and, you know, you're dealing with a large corporation. And it's just, the niche is what matters. Once there's a niche and there's money coming in, you can apply simple, basic, proven marketing techniques like we're talking about, building a list, you know, doing follow-up, you know, increasing the conversion rate, changing the copy on the site, and literally just, I mean, take the money to the bank. I mean, there's really not much else to it.
No, it really is, and really that is and should be the objective of all business, as Michael Gerber presents so well in The E-Myth and The E-Myth Revisited, is that it really becomes an autopilot system.
Right. Now,
we're talking autopilot, we're talking the business runs itself. Of course, that doesn't mean absolutely 100% autopilot, no more than you'd want your pilot to step out of the control cockpit.
Right.
However, it really is the system's autopilot, and into this whole system we can dump the money on demand, a special promotion, a special way to assist our customers in, you know, in our niche, and you know, money's coming in.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's just one of those things that when I tell people these stories, they don't believe me. Literally they don't believe me. For example, I was down at a seminar in Atlanta just a while ago, and I told somebody, it was a gentleman from the UK, I told him, you know, this business did $600,000, you know, gross profit, 120. I ended up buying the business for 38. He's like, well, why would they sell it? And I said, did you not listen to what I told you? They had all their files in paper. They, you know, it was a pain. It was a hassle. They had to do all this work to make the money. They had to literally work their butts off to make all this money. But in internet marketing, one of the key things to remember, like Ted's talked about, is the leverage that exists, the incredible potential to automate your business as much as possible, and to either have a computer, which is, you know, the optimum solution, or train somebody else to do it. For example, in my diamond business, it just so happens it's one of those markets that people want to talk to somebody. I mean, that's not too ludicrous to imagine that somebody, when they buy a $4,000 diamond, they want to talk to somebody before they purchase it. So I kept thinking, okay, well, you know, I can automate this business as much as possible, and then you know, I can take all the phone calls and sell the diamonds. And I did that for several months. But then I thought, you know, this is crazy. I keep telling people they need to leverage themselves and they need to automate things as much as possible. Automating things by hiring a $10 an hour employee that I can train exactly as well as me is the same thing. So I went out, actually there's a friend of mine in the neighborhood that needed a part-time job, and I pay him $10 an hour, and I trained him for 2 months, and now he is much better at selling diamonds than I am.
That's so, the irony of it. Everything is, because you're an entrepreneur, you know. You're not stuck in the parts and the pieces.
Right. I write the copy that gets people to call, and he closes the people once they call on the phone or send them emails. And he's much better. He has a much higher close rate than I did.
Excellent.
Kind of funny, isn't it?
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Kurt, for that unique insight on money on demand. And now I'd like to give my kind of one slant on it, or one of my slants. This is Ted Siuba. And basically what I like to do, and at some point in almost every really serious marketing discussion, I like to bring into the point, because I like to bring it into my own efforts, is how we make money. I mean, really, this is the whole system on automation, on relationships, on money on demand. And I've broken it down to really 8 different principles, and I'm going to cover all 8, although there's 3 that I want to focus on, because there's only, believe it or not, out of all the different things we talk about, there's only 3 ways to make money, and I'm going to share all those with you. So, number one, the first thing I like to talk about, and basically I title this section, Thrive on the Internet When You Focus on the 8 Basic Missions of a Business. The first one is Love Thy Customer. Now, this goes a little bit deeper than it sounds. In fact, there are some metaphysical things like, you know, even a dog, if you treat a dog nice, a dog's going to wag its tail and going to like you. Whereas if you're throwing things at the dog's not going to, you know, the dog's going to be barking. So people do respond. Now, if we're going to be dependent on people's investments in our products, it behooves us to be interested in the topics and subjects that we're dealing with. Now, that's what I'm talking about, of course, with internet marketing, and specifically, if you get into information marketing, which I favor because it has super high margins, and because, like, you wake up in the morning and you want to be an author, you pick your topic, right? So So you can get into something that you're interested in. You can be like the people that you're marketing to. And in fact, you do love them. You're going to be one of them. You're going to have a lot better opportunity to be successful. Obviously, the more you serve your customers, since it's all a voluntary system, the more they will spend with you. So that's number one, love thy customer. The next group is three of them together. And this is whenever I started looking at them, I said, well, look, these are the three fundamental laws of business internet success. Number one, you got to have a great product. Now, this is something that we skip over sometimes, and I don't mean that we do it because we say, think you can get by with a shoddy one. Quite the opposite. We're focused on marketing. It's not the better mousetrap, but it's the better marketing that will sell the better mousetrap. However, everything that we talk about on this whole money-on-demand system is predicated on the fact that we have delivered value to the people who are currently our customers and or our easing subscribers. I break them down into two categories, inquiries or prospects and clients and customers. And again, then there's the rest of the world, people who haven't expressed an interest. So for the system to work long-term, money on demand, that is, we've got our automated systems going and we do a promotion and we make money. We've got to have good relationships. We've got to have good products. It goes basic. And so that's number two idea. Number one of this trilogy. The number two idea of this trilogy is write a killer website. I already referred to it. Basically, it means copy. We've got to have a website that gets people's email address, gets their name, so we can do personalized auto responses. Now, this is not just little old Ted Siuba sitting up on the fourth floor of his country estate talking. This is what iMarketing News says. By the way, you should subscribe to that. It's free if you just, you know, do it, search on the internet, iMarketing News. They say the purpose of a website is to get a name and email address. Think along those lines. With pop-up boxes, easing subscriptions, free reports. Because, again, we're talking about building this money-on-demand system. You've got to have the names first. I mean, by the way, the same article goes on to say just that. It says, collecting names is therefore, duh, the first and most important step in producing a successful, they call it email marketing program. We're calling it money on demand. So you got to have those names. So you got to have a website that offers value to at least get those names, if not make sales, of course, because that's always the objective. And number three, once you've got that product, once you've got that website, then you got to attract traffic. So that's real simple. Now, what I do is I take those three fundamental laws of internet business success, and so far we've covered four of the eight, and I apply them to the only three leverage points where we have to actually affect the revenues. And that is, number one, we can increase the number of prospects or visitors to our site. Number two, we can increase the conversion rate of visitors to clients, and I prefer to use the term clients to represent a repeat customer. A customer is kind of like a one-time thing. A client is we have a relationship, and we're always thinking about that. And number three, you can sell the clients that we interact with more. So what you've got is you can increase the number of prospects, you can increase the conversion rates, or you can sell clients more. So there's only three ways, and if you'll think about that, every business only focuses in on those three ways. And what I want to do is give a real quick and simple example, because if we focus on those three ways, we can, instead of a linear approach to our business, and it's just touching up and tweaking different ideas and things, we can create an exponential explosion in our business. And this is exactly what Kurt was talking about when he says, I can double their business in 60 days. Now, that's an exponential explosion, a 50% increase in 60 days. So what did he do? What do you do? Well, first of all, let's compare. What is a linear style improvement? Well, I think you probably know that any blue chip stock on the whole big board, if they were to turn in a 10% improvement on the bottom line, that would be staggering. That would be revolutionary. That would be like a tidal wave. Instead, we're looking normally at 3 to 6% is a good, respectable figure. But in marketing, it's very easy to change something. And just for instance, there's all kinds of stories, and it's happened in my own experience. It's happened in the experience of every marketer I know. just by changing a title on a e-zine, I mean on an email, just by changing the title on an ad that we run or a sales letter that we send out, just by changing the offer, offering an additional bonus or changing, doubling the warning, just by what I'm getting at is just by making one little change in something, we have increased sales and or revenues by 100%. So let's say that we just really only take 10% improvement to everything. What we do, and let's just take some real examples. Let's say we're a small site getting about $5,000 visitors a month. That's very small. If you increase the number of visitors, all things being equal, let's say you got a 1% conversion rate, you're going to make more money because 5,000 visitors, and if you got a 1% conversion rate, that means 50 buyers. And let's even take that one step further. Say you got a $200 product, and you don't have to write these details down. I'll keep reminding you. But you got a $200 product. By the time you do all the math, that means you've got a $10,000 monthly business. Now, if you just improved your visitors 5,500, well, that's 10%. Then you'd have 55 buyers, right? You would then have a little bit more money. You don't even have to do the math to know that you've increased the number of the revenue. Also, what if you made your site a little bit better, and instead of getting a 1% conversion rate, what if because you put an easing sign-up opportunity with a pop-up box, you started getting on one out of every six visitors an easing address and you or an email address, and you had that hooked up to your autoresponder who was sending them out a sequence, inviting them to participate in some other opportunities. So you up your conversion rate just 10%, 1.1% would be easy to do, and you could easily do that within a couple of days. And now you're talking about 61 buyers. What if you just priced your product? I mean, instead of $200, you put it at $220. Most of the time, people haven't tested their product price. So if you put all that together, you've really got over a 34% increase in business just by affecting each one of the elements. 10%, it means a 34% increase. That's what I'm getting at. Site visitors, conversion rate, price of product. And so, really, you can, if you put those together and then you recognize that there's one other thing, and this, by the way, is the big secret that Ted Nicholas identified in those who are successful and those who are not. He said, those who are successful, really successful, think about their business differently than the normal people. Now, what that thinking about it differently was the back end. Now, that's what we're talking about with money on demand. We're talking about having a sequence that stays in contact. And again, we're talking about, Kurt was mentioning Goldmine, if you're doing it with physical mail. We're talking about autoresponders, sequential, according to what they've purchased or what action they've taken. And the best source I know for that is far and away autopilotriches.com. And that's autopilotriches.com. But it's staying in contact with people and offering them the opportunity to participate in your offerings at a higher level of value. That value being additional products, that value being new releases, that value being products and ideas that they're asking for more information on, you deliver in whatever your niche is. And so that's getting more out of the customer also because you offer them more. Now that should be, as Ted Nicholas is identifying, your basic plan, that you've got a business that will be self-sustaining, that will bring in predictable revenue long-term, and anytime you have a new product, a new promotion, anytime you would like to have, well, I know people who would like to have a new boat, and they make an offering to their list. That's how flexible it can be. So that now brings us all the way up to point number 7, having finished up our exponential explosion. And the last point, and I've already mentioned that this in this presentation, is you got to start putting all this in action. It's ready, fire, aim. It's really just getting it into action. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to review these 8 programs or 8 different points and then throw it open to discussion. Thrive on the Internet when you focus on the 8 basic missions of a business. Number 1, love your customer. Number 2, 3, and 4 is develop a great product. Write a killer website. Attract targeted customers. And number 5, 6, and 7 follow from that, and they're the only 3 ways we can really increase revenues. is increase the number of prospects and visitors to your site. Increase the conversion rate to clients. And sell clients more. And then number 8 is do something. Is ready, fire, aim.
I will definitely agree with that, especially the getting started point. The where you call it ready, fire, aim. And the problem that I see a lot of people do, because like I said, I've taught a lot of internet marketers, a lot of home business people to start on the internet, is that they want to get everything right before they start.
Exactly.
They want to get all their ducks in a row. They're like, I have to learn a little bit more before I get started.
It's a big problem.
You know, and so they basically have such a fear that they're going to do something wrong that they don't ever get started. And I want to reassure them right now that I guarantee you're going to do something wrong, no longer how long you wait or how much you learn before you get started. So you might as well get started now and make your mistakes now, because you're going to keep on making mistakes as you go on. Just recently, at a seminar, I was asked what my two biggest mistakes were. And my answer for that was, do you want my two biggest mistakes ever or my two biggest mistakes this week? You know, because we haven't stopped making mistakes. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't know about Kurt and Ted, but I'm not perfect.
Well, really, the consequences of those mistakes are not very severe either, now, are they?
No, they're not. You know, they're actually not that severe. And the same thing is, if you're going to be out there and get started at low cost. A website does not that cost that much anymore. You know, getting started and doing some follow-up does not cost that much. Starting to collect email addresses for your follow-up system, changing your website to start collecting opt-in emails, doesn't cost that much. So we're not talking about a lot of risk for anybody who's listening to this either. They might write a sales letter that doesn't work. Well, when you first do your first couple of sales letters, make sure you don't spend $100,000 advertising them when you don't know if they're going to work or not.
Don't pay a $100,000 copywriter to do it either if it's your first rattle out of the box.
That's right. You know, make sure that you open yourself so that if something goes wrong, you can still change it. The whole direct marketing field is based on testing. Test it, test it, test it. I told you at the beginning of this tape about a couple of the stories of promotions I've done where we did 10,000 in 24 hours, we did 31,000 in a weekend. Every one of our ads doesn't do that well.
Oh, yeah. Gee.
It would be nice if it was 31,000 every single weekend, you know. But we've actually sold a product to my list that we didn't sell a single copy. Well, guess what? That was 2 years ago, but still, guess what? I didn't offer a product like that anymore. I found out they didn't want to buy it. From my list, I have an internet marketing list, and I offered a product that had to do with direct mail. Even though it was an awesome product, nobody wanted it.
Hey, you know what, Terry? Bouncing off, I'd like to interject an idea that I think can help the listeners, bouncing off of that idea. Recently, I made an offer to a list for a product that I didn't have, and it was called the iCopywriting Intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of reasons why. It was something I put together about copywriting for the internet and for the, you know, the web and for e-zines. I had a lot of reasons to be suspicious that it might not work. It's got intensive in the name, which sounds like work. And a lot of people think of copywriting as work, but I made a pre-publication offer. I just offered it, and I offered it at less than half price of the supposed price I was going to offer it for, just to see if anybody wanted that product. Then when they did, then I knew I had a seller, and it went into production, and the rest is history.
Yeah, but along the same line, that's part of the reason I talk so much about correcting that opt-in list, because that day that I tried to sell a product that I didn't make any money from, guess how much money I lost that day? I didn't lose a penny.
I love it. I love it.
You know, if I would have bought a 10,000-person mailing list and melted out, I would have been hurting.
You sure would have.
You know, but when you're talking about your own email list, when you fail, you don't lose anything. And when you succeed, you gain a lot.
No, it's the ultimate. We really are lucky to be alive right now.
You know.
By the way, we're running on about 3 more minutes of this schedule. if anybody wants to add anything at the present moment. Kurt, how about you?
Yeah, I just think it's fantastic, just the different perspectives that everyone has on this topic of money on demand. It's so critical, and to reiterate what's previously been said, is that there's no way you're going to learn everything and then start your business and be successful right out of the box. You have to trial and error. You have to start somewhere. If you make a few mistakes, no problem. Every person who has an internet business has done exactly the same thing. Well, every successful person. There's lots of people who've made no mistakes, but they also have no money in their bank account. So that's a real key to remember.
Absolutely true. And Terry Dean, you have any parting comments for right now?
Basically, it's the same lines of what we've been talking about. People are listening to this tape. Kurt told them exactly how to find a business. We're talking on exactly how you can produce money on demand in a business. There's going to be a lot of fear for people who are listening to this before they get started, and they just need to step out and start doing something with it. You know, start trying something and keep your risks small. Like what Kurt talked about was, if you buy a business that's already making money and it's going to make itself successful in 3 months, then buy it, just run it for 3 months, pay off what you spent for it, and then start testing around with changes on it.
All right. Thank you. And by the way, Terry, you're going to open up the next session with a topic related to money on demand and multiple streams of income. Is that correct?
That's exactly it.
So don't go anywhere. And in the meantime, thank you for participating with us on Money on Demand.